You alluded one time in a sermon that you had studied with Francis Schaeffer at LaBrie, and could you give a brief testimony of what you experienced there and how the Lord used that in your life?
Thank you, Phil. Yes, Phil Stickney asked about Francis Schaeffer. I was a young college student. I was 22 years old, and I was working with a missionary from Gerber, Fremont. I think it's Fremont, Michigan, where Gerber is, and he was a pastor up there when I was a little boy and visited our church in Lake Lansing Baptist Church in Lansing, Michigan, East Lansing. And that missionary invited me to come over and work with him one summer, and so I did, and that was the hauling Bibles and all that that I've talked to you about. And, I mean, we would haul them 24/7 by the thousands. And it was very stressful, and I was the driver. And, I mean, we even took them into northern Africa. And so by July, so I worked May, June, and by the second week of July, this missionary said to me, "You need to go on a spiritual retreat with some friends of ours." And I'm all for retreats. I thought that meant food and rest. And so I said, "Where does he live?" And he says, "Oh, Malez, or the Chateau Malez, where was it? Waymo? I don't know where LaBrie was, but it was in Switzerland." I'd never heard of LaBrie in my life. All I did is I took my Eurail pass and got off the train station. He said, "Walk up the hill, go to this series of chalets, and check in." Well, it was kind of like a commune, not in a bad sense, but it was a collective work together kind of place. And so I came in and I told him my name, and they said, "Oh, yeah, we know you're coming. You're assigned to the herb garden. Everyone had to work. If you would not work, you could not eat." That was a philosophy of Francis Schaeffer right out of the Bible. And so I threw my duffel bag on my bunk in the bunkhouse, which was, I found out I actually stayed at his house and ate all my meals with Francis Schaeffer, but I didn't know him. I didn't know who he was. And so I threw my duffel bag on there and went out to the herb garden. And when I got to the herb garden, there was this elderly man squatting down. He had a long white goatee. He was wearing these knicker kind of pants and pulling weeds. I thought, how curious. You know, I get to pull weeds with this old timer, which now he's my age. I'm sure I'm older than he was then. But we pulled weeds, and all of a sudden I realized this man, I only understood every third word that he said. I mean, in English, I only understood every third word. I had never heard anybody talk at that level. It was absolutely stratospheric talk. And so I didn't say anything. You know, it says in the Bible, if you don't know what you're talking about, don't talk. You know, and so I just pulled weeds. And he was so kind, and he talked to me, and then finally we both stopped pulling weeds, washed our hands, and I went to the shower, and I don't know where he went. And I came to dinner, and at the head of the table was Mr. Nickers himself. You know, it was Francis Schaeffer, the great philosopher. Now, just to tell you about him, there were three students of Gretchen Machen. It was Francis Schaeffer, Carl McIntyre, if you ever heard of him, and Charles Woodbridge. And J. Gretchen Machen went and started Westminster from Princeton. And so he was a Princeton scholar. He went to Westminster. His first three students, Francis Schaeffer was one of them. Schaeffer was a genius. He wrote many things. He produced a series called How Then Shall We Live? He was a social philosopher, deep teacher of the scriptures, and a genius. But I stayed there for 2 weeks at his house, and what I really learned about him was he was an evangelist. And LaBrie was a front for evangelism. And if you ever want to look it up online, I stayed actually with Udo and Debbie Middleman, who were hosting Debbie's parents, Francis and Edith. And I stayed in their house and ate all the meals with them. And at every meal, dinner started about 5:30, and it went till 10. And we had endless courses, one after another. And there was this long table, and there would be 12, 15 people, Francis, Edith, Udo, Debbie, me for those 2 weeks, and 10 absolute strangers from every part of the world. I mean, there were people from South America, there were people from Eurasia, there were people from many from India, Muslims, Hindus, everything else. And all of them had heard of this Christian philosopher that could answer their questions, and that was Francis Schaeffer. And he would sit at that meal and would listen to them and let them blather on and on and on and on and on. And then he would precisely say, "What you're asking me is this?" And they would be startled. And he'd say, "Let me answer that." And he would beautifully weave Christ in. So what do I think of Francis Schaeffer? I mean, I have all of his works electronically on my computer. I love him. I read him. He is a real servant of the Lord. Edith, everything she wrote is astounding. They're kind of a generation past. They really, his son Frankie went kind of kooky, you know. Yeah, so, and so that shows social activism can go too far and everything else. Is that a good enough answer?
Did you have hair at the time?
I had a lot of hair. Thanks, a lot. Yeah, with him, yeah. No, actually, that was a toupee. No, not really, no. No, that was me with him, with hair. Thanks. Yeah. Amen.